This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting today from Grand Island, Nebraska, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
First today from This Week in Agribusiness, the flags are flying at half staff today here west of Grand Island, Nebraska, on the Husker Harvest Days show site, revamped just ahead of this show, with improved drainage, new utility service, and concrete streets. 5.5 miles of new streets replaced the non-paved streets that had been in use here for more than four decades, including back in the fall of 2001, when that 9/11 disaster tragedy took place. They did a good job containing that pipeline spill in northeast Indiana near the town of Decatur, Indiana. Jet fuel that spilled into the St. Mary's River from a pipeline. The Environmental Protection Agency is monitoring the water quality. If that strike develops at U.S. steel plants in the Midwest, it'll be the first in more than 30 years. The union says business has been booming for their employer with the imposition of those import tariffs, and it's time, they say, for workers to now share in the profits from the robust sales. Marguerite Kuhl is convinced the second time will be the charm when she retires. Closing Kuhl's dress shop in Sioux City, Iowa, back in 1995, she retired for the first time at the age of 72. Then Marguerite got bored. She re-entered the workforce as the manager of a Health Plus store. Now the Sioux City Journal newspaper reports that after years of selling nutritional supplement, she's ready to step aside for a second time at age 95. Marguerite says, "I love my customers, I love my bosses, I love my job, but this is the right time." A hoarding case in Pendleton County, Kentucky, has led that state to take possession of 458 pot-bellied pigs. Rescue agencies are looking for homes for the pigs, but after a Friday deadline this week, any remaining animals are slated to be euthanized. The farm was started just a few years ago with about a dozen pigs, but the population quickly exploded and the farm was overrun. People living nearby reported the animals were roaming freely, and an investigation found many of the pigs were malnourished. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.